hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Elizabeth, this means you, kiddo. It's good to have you listening. Whitney, welcome to you. Andrew, stand up tall and straight, please. Oh, my, are you growing? Day by day, it seems like. Jennifer, it's nice to have you along. Micah, Emily, Beau, Cody, all of you kids in this happy household over here. Melissa, little smile, please. Yeah, it'll be all right. Has it been a tough start for you? Well, we'll see if we can cheer you up during the next few minutes or so of we kids. KJ, it's nice to have you along. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Peter. Welcome to you. And this other Hannah and friends Lauren and Cody, welcome to you, kiddos. And howdy to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, after God created Adam, he said, "It is not good for man to be alone." And so he used one of Adam's ribs to make a wonderful... what? Or should I say, who? We'll be finding out about her. Oops! I'm giving it away. During today's Bible time, this is kid-sized radio that's fun for little ears and great for little hearts. We kids! And now is a good time to...
stand up!
Oh, yeah!
And bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Stand up! And bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. And blessed be your glorious name, O Lord, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. And blessed be your glorious name, O Lord, which is exalted, which is exalted.
Whether you praise the Lord standing up or praise the Lord sitting down, it is good to praise Him, to lift Him up, to exalt His holy name. And to help you to do that, this is We Kids. The psalmist says, praise the Lord, lots in this book of the Psalms in the Bible, you know. Psalm 145, verse 2, every day I will bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Why did the psalm writer say this? Because he was blessed. Because he was happy to know God. God is the one who made us, and God is the one who buys us back from the clutches, the evil of sin. All of us, the Bible says, start out in sin, separated from God. Sin is lying, stealing, cheating, disobeying your parents, doing anything that's not pleasing to God. That's what separates us from God. And yet God made a way for us to come to Him, to know Him personally through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died in our place, who took the punishment for our sin upon Himself. And if you're willing to receive that wonderful gift of new life and heart cleansing, you can be adopted into the family of God. You too can be a Christian. This is We Kids!
God's gonna make me like a racing car, gonna
I'm glad that God made you exactly the way you are. You just would not be the same as a diesel truck. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, speaking about making people. Today's Bible story is about the beginning of, and yes, her name is Eve. Do you remember the creation story in the first couple of chapters of Genesis in the good book of the Bible? God made Adam, and he knew that Adam would not be happy living alone, even with all the wonderful animals to enjoy. So this is the true story. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is right for him." From the ground, God formed every wild animal and every bird in the sky. He brought them to the man so the man could name them. Whatever the man called each living thing, that became its name. The man gave names to all the tame animals, to the birds in the sky, and to all the wild animals. But Adam did not find a helper that was right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to sleep very deeply. While the man was asleep, God took one of the ribs from the man's body. Then God closed the man's skin at the place where he took the rib. The Lord God used the rib from the man to make a woman. Then the Lord brought the woman to the man. And the man said, "Now this is someone whose bones came from my bones. Her body came from my body. I will call her woman, because she was taken out of man." So a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two people will become one body. The man and his wife were naked, but they were not ashamed. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Genesis 2:23. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." I wonder if Adam sang about this.
"You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bones. No one closer, you are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one. I do pledge my life to you forever and always. I will take good care of you, shower you with praise. The storms of life can blow and blow, but they won't knock me down. We'll stand the test of time, 'cause we stand on holy ground. There's no one closer. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. There's no one closer. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. There's no one closer. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one."
God God said, "It is not good for man to be alone." So he made woman a helper. Daddy, don't you think that's a wonderful idea? Mom, don't you think that's a wonderful idea? And now, it is time for our wonderful We Kids March. I need some march leaders. Hannah, how would you like to be in? You are picked by Mr. Nick to be ahead of Peter today. Peter, you'll have your chance. Please be patient. Olivia, here's your name on the radio again. It's a beautiful name. And you're march leader ahead of little sister Donna here. Katie, you're march leading ahead of Ricky. Yes, I got your email. Yes, I understand what an important thing it is to be marching during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Nathan, otherwise known as Rascalacious Burger, over in the Hannah, Abigail, Daniel, and Nathan family. Hi, Mom and Dad. Gets to be march leader in this family, and I need one more. Tana! Don't worry about being college age. That's not too old to be a Wee Kids listener and a Wee Kids marcher. A young at heart type. You're marching over here. Now, Mama, Papa, will you help me out with this, please? You know, I'd love to go through all these names, but I just don't have time. So if I have not picked a march leader in your family, will you please pick one for me? Oh, thank you so much. You can... No, you cannot play the saxophone. This is for brass, non-reed instruments only, please. Thank you. And no gerbils. Not even happy gerbils. Where were we? Oh, rules. Rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for the little marchers. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off and flying in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Jasmine, fine marching, dear. Here comes Lauren and Cody. Oh, you kids are good marchers. Ted, even. Oh, you guys are good marchers, too. Here comes Whitney and Emily and Bo and Cody and Jennifer and Micah and his family. Watch out for the trombone players, please. Corinne, put those knees up high, please. Atta girl. Here comes Joshua and Caleb and Benjamin marching through. Fourth time around for Justin. Good marching, little guy. Tana, you're a good marcher. Yeah, don't worry about what the rest of your friends at college say. This is for me. Valerie and Matthew come in. And they go out. Don't march too far away. You won't be able to hear the music. And you're supposed to be marching softly when the music is soft, Katie. Not quite so high on the knees. Here comes David and Caleb, not too far behind. Olivia. Hello. Yes, you're a good marcher. Mom, thanks for helping out with Donna. And Katie comes marching by. Good march leading, dear. Here comes Ricky. You think you're leading or what, kiddo? Okay, put those knees up high. Spencer, watch out for the trombonists, please. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. All the way to the end, Elizabeth, keep marching. Jesse and Julian come marching through. Hello, Hope. Here comes a grandma. And a bunch of grandkids. Leslie, Kara, Ethan, Kyler, Aaron. In different households, no less. Good marching, though, Mr. Nick says. Keep going, kiddos. All the way to the end now. And you may be seated, kiddo.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
My little heart has a great big love for Jesus. I heard a great big love, a great big love for Jesus. My little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus. My little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus. I heard him knock, I let him in. Now my little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus.
My little heart has a great big love,
a great big love for Jesus.
My little heart has a great big love,
a great big love for Jesus.
My little heart has a great big love,
a great big love for Jesus.
My little heart has a great big love,
a great big love for Jesus. My little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus. My little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus. I heard him knock, I let him in. Now my little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus. I heard him knock, I let him in. Now my little heart has a great big love, a great big love for Jesus.
If you have the Lord living in your little heart, it's always good to say so. Youngster, you have wonderful things ahead of you. And to help you grow in the Lord, this is We Kids. Noel.
Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God! How pleasant and fitting to praise Him!
How good it is to sing praises. How good it is to sing praises. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. How good it is to sing praise to to our God. How good it is to sing praises. How good it is to sing praises. How pleasant. How good it is to sing praise to our God. Praise the Lord, sing praises to our God. How pleasant and how fitting. Praise the Lord, sing praises to our God. How good it is to sing praise to our God.
Steve Green and kids, thank you for the good example on We Kids, praising the Lord. Psalm 147, verse 1, praise the Lord, the Bible says, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Young'un, we praise God for who He is. Remember, we've talked about this? We praise God for His wisdom, for His faithfulness, for His holiness, for His compassion, for His loving kindness, for His power to create. Don't forget Bible time, based on Genesis chapter 2, about the beginning of Eve. Do you remember that one a few moments back? And the good verse that went along with that? Genesis 2:23. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Youngster, that's a beautiful way God has put life all together, with men and women, and then with families and children, and we kids like this. Well, I am swimming out today. You think I'm kidding, don't you? They say the water is really cold. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Here it goes.